This is Radio Energy News.
Good evening. You're listening to Radio Energy with myself, Katie McKenzie. Live from Edinburgh, we've got the latest news, weather and travel for you. Tonight's headlines. The Scottish and Welsh governments set out proposals for the amendment to the UK Brexit Bill as rumours of a divide in the UK Cabinet thicken. Edinburgh Council and Transport Scotland have announced a new £12 million scheme to improve the city's cycle network, and the capital has announced its plans for this year's winter festivities. The Government of Scotland and Wales today published proposals for amending the legislation that will take the UK out of the European Union. In a joint letter to Downing Street, the First Minister of Scotland and Wales claimed that the EU withdrawal bill is a power grab in regards to devolution. Our reporter Jamie McDonald looks at the effects of today's proposals.
The Scottish and Welsh governments are ramping up the pressure on Westminster regarding the legislation that will take the UK out of the EU. In a joint letter, Nicola Sturgeon and Carwyn Jones have both called for the EU withdrawal bill to be substantially amended. In another letter, this time sent to the Finance and Constitution Committee at Holyrood, the SNP's Brexit Minister Mike Russell has set out 38 amendments to the bill. The proposals look to bypass the UK government and return powers from the EU that are applicable to the devolved administrations back to Cardiff and Edinburgh. The Scotsman's political editor, Tom Petterkin, said he is unsure where the SNP's proposals will lead.
Time will tell on the amendments. I mean, what I think the Scottish government are trying to up the ante on this and, telling the UK government that what's being proposed is unacceptable. They are seeking some kind of solution that suits them. And really the outcome of that, it's difficult to see where it's going to go.
The powers which are currently disputed by the Scottish government include fishing, agricultural, state aid and emissions. The current proposal in the EU withdrawal bill is for those powers to return to Westminster. Colin Imrie is an independent policy analyst at European Affairs who has previously worked for the Scottish Government and the European Commission. He says that the bill as it stands is a threat to devolution.
I think devolution is under threat for a number of reasons. I mean, I was very enthusiastic about it 20 years ago. We were very involved in helping set it up and, you know, well, helped set up and back in Scotland the whole the operation of the European funding, the structural funds, which did so much to help regenerate the Highlands and Islands in particular, and places like Glasgow. I really do think that this is potentially a very serious change.
Meanwhile, Theresa May is battling to keep her cabinet in order as she prepares to set out her agenda on Brexit in a speech in Florence on Friday. The Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson told reporters in New York a few hours ago that he would resign if the Prime Minister pursued what he called a Swiss-style Brexit, meaning a soft approach. The Guardian newspaper has reported that sources close to the Foreign Secretary say that claims of resignation is imminent were totally made up. Mr. Johnson reiterated this when he was approached by reporters earlier in the day.
Are you going to resign?
No, we're going to...
You're not resigning.
Of course not. We're going to deliver a fantastic Brexit. And we're working together. The key thing is to make sure that Britain can take advantage of all the opportunities that Brexit provides.
A Fettes College pupil has been expelled after taking ecstasy before attending a Sunday chapel service. Gregor Thompson has more.
Thank you, Katie. Yes, a 16-year-old pupil from the £33,000-a-year Fettes College in Edinburgh was taken to hospital after consuming ecstasy. His room was searched by police while he was in hospital, and more of the Class A drug was found. Lothian and Borders Police are yet to make a statement regarding the ongoing investigation. The pupil involved in last Sunday's incident had only been at the school for just over a week after joining the start of the autumn term. It is understood he returned to school for the weekly chapel service after an afternoon out in the capital. His parents, who are thought to be in Russia, have been contacted, and the school has sought to reassure other parents. The college's headmaster, Geoffrey Stanford, released a statement which we had voiced over.
The use of a Class A substance has shocked both pupils and staff. We are in no way complacent and know this is a national issue. It is one we treat very seriously. We do a great deal of robust, proactive education with children through PSE lessons, in houses and through tutorial sessions.
However, this is not the first time an incident involving drugs has taken place at the college. In 2009, four pupils were expelled for smoking cannabis, and just last May, four boys were expelled after an off-campus alcohol and drugs binge. Parents of the school are said to be shocked that Class A drugs were involved and backed the school's handling of the incident. However, perhaps a change in the school's drug policies or education is needed to prevent a similar incident in the future. I'm Gregor Thompson. Back to you, Katie.
Thank you for that, Gregor. Plans to create a new network of cycle lanes have been announced today to promote a greener and healthier Edinburgh. Not one but two projects in the city have been awarded funding. Leila has more for us on this story.
Edinburgh is a city with a growing number of cyclists on its roads. However, some people welcome them more than others. Today, plans have been made for a £12 million cycle network to be put in place. Two projects were awarded the funding for a major design competition, one route between the Meadows and George Street and another from Rosemary and Edinburgh Park. There are plans for connecting lanes between university campuses of both Edinburgh Napier and Heriot Watt, the Giles Shopping Centre and Haymarket. These plans come from an attempt to make the capital more cycle and pedestrian friendly. However, local cyclists have divided opinions.
I think, well, I'm from Belgium, so I noticed in Holland, Belgium, a lot of, like Germany, they have a better plan. Here they spend a lot of money, but for the wrong reason. They don't do it. See, just in London, it doesn't work.
Sounds a lot, but it sounds like a good investment. I'd have to think if it was a good use of public money, knowing just how many routes they were going to put in, because it seems quite good at the moment already as a cyclist.
These cycle routes will also have an effect on drivers in the city, with major roadworks and route changes in place during the construction. We spoke to a local taxi driver about his thoughts on the change.
I'm not a great fan of the cycle lanes. I think the proposals that they've put in place, the ones that I've seen going through Haymarket, are just horrendous. Moving the taxi ranks and the impact on local businesses, I think will be awful. I think the impact of creating a cycle lane for them in particular would be quite dramatic, especially at Haymarket, where you've got lots of people coming on and off trains and trams.
Funding for the project is split, with government agency Transport Scotland paying half and Edinburgh Council paying the rest. Scottish Transport Minister Humza Yousaf said, through this award people will be able to enjoy new active travel routes, whether it is for commuting or leisure, and more people across Scotland will be able to enjoy the benefits of greener and healthier modes of transport. Full details on the routes are yet to be announced.
Changes are set to be made to the school catchment areas in Edinburgh to cope with the rise in people moving to the city, the council announced today. Our reporter, Kirsty Ann Wilson, has more on the proposed changes.
Edinburgh City Council revealed today that changes may be made to school catchment areas in order to cope with the rise in population. The capital is one of the fastest growing populations in the UK, rising by 12% since 2006. The soaring number of people moving to the city means that changes have to be made to school catchment areas to cope with the increase in demand. Edinburgh Economy Convener, Councillor Gavin Barry, says that he understands that these changes can be upsetting for parents and children. However, he claims that these changes are necessary to help cope with the strain of large class sizes.
It's a tricky thing to do because quite often people have moved into an area where they expect their child to then go to a school because that's where the catchment is. And it can be quite upsetting if that catchment area changes. But it is a very practical thing at the end of the day to make sure that we don't have overcrowded schools and another one flying with lots of vacancies.
The councillor stated that a main worry for parents may be younger siblings being sent to different schools from their older brothers or sisters. However, he insisted that all would be done to make sure that both parents and students would be considered before any changes take place.
Well, what we'll certainly try and do is where brothers and sisters perhaps, or brothers and brothers, or sisters and sisters, where the older one's already in a school, we'll try and guarantee a position for the younger one so that mums and dads, through no fault of their own, wouldn't be trying to deliver two children to two different schools at first thing in the morning or, for that matter, pick-up time.
The council have previously changed catchment areas in Port Bello to help deal with the growth in population there. Mr Barry claims that with the help from parents and teachers,
we've managed through reasonably smoothly, but that's with lots of consultation with parents and students and pupils, making sure that everybody gets the very best available education that we can make.
And apologies for some problems with the audio on that piece. Now for some international news.
United States President Donald Trump addressed the UN earlier today. His speech covered the US economy after the damage from Hurricane Irma, as well as America's response to North Korea's recent nuclear weapons testing. His speech condemned the nation's actions before calling on UN members to support his decision to attack should they continue to act aggressively.
We will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea. Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself.
Hurricane Maria, a potentially catastrophic level 5 storm, hit Dominica last night. The storm passed through the island at 9 p.m. local time, moving at 160 miles an hour. Local Eric Edmes spoke about living in Dominica during the hurricanes.
Wind, landslides, and surge are kind of the biggest things that we deal with here, because bear in mind that for us to evacuate, we've got to drive through the mountains and so on. And on our way back last time, there were plenty of places where landslides had come in and covered over the roads.
Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi gave a speech saying she isn't afraid of scrutiny over the current Rohingya crisis. The UN Rights Council have claimed tactics used to remove the Rohingya Muslim community from Myanmar are a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. Suu Kyi didn't comment on these allegations directly, instead taking a more generalized stance on the matter.
We condemn all human rights violations and unlawful violence. We are committed to the restoration of peace, stability, and rule of law throughout the state.
And time for some sports news now, to the Scottish League final. Hibs are to play Livingston tonight in their first game since losing their 2-goal lead to Motherwell. If successful, Hibs could secure their place in the semi-final, which could make their 5th trip to Hampden in under 18 months. Neil Lennon's side are big favourites ahead of tonight's tie. Rangers are also in action tonight with their trip to Partick Thistle, and Celtic travel to Dundee tomorrow night before Motherwell and Aberdeen to finish the league semi-cup finals on Thursday night. Despite the first Old Firm of the season on Saturday, Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers insists Celtic are focused solely on their tie tomorrow night.
As the manager and coach, you've always got to get ready for the next play, and the next play is the game Wednesday. So that's always been the mantra here. We've always looked after the next game. Of course, there's some great games on the horizon.
Across the border, and England's women's manager Mark Sampson says his side are fully focused on tonight's opening World Cup qualifier with Russia. It's the first time they're playing since the national team boss was cleared by 2 separate inquiries into allegations of bullying and racism, which he denies. Sampson says beating the Russians later is all they're thinking about.
The staff and the players, as always, have been very professional in their work on the training pitch and the meeting room, and they've made sure they're prepared for what is going to be a very tough game. So a full confidence in them that they can deliver a very good performance and give ourselves the best chance of getting 3 points on the board, which is important.
The British Boxing Board of Control says it's yet to receive an application from Rio Ferdinand for licence to fight. The former England football captain, who's now 38, has announced plans to become a professional boxer. He's being backed by a gambling company and will be trained by former WBC super middleweight champion Richie Woodall. And that's all the sports we have for you this evening. And now for today's weather and travel. Some late sunshine, then clear spells across the east, but soon becoming cloudy across Dumfries and Galloway. Cloud spreads east overnight with patchy, mainly light rain developing. We'll see cloud increasing overnight, which means outbreaks of rain on Wednesday, unfortunately. And tomorrow it is looking rather cloudy with outbreaks of rain, although brighter at times across the Lothians and eastern borders. The rain will become heavier and more persistent in the afternoon, especially in the west. Here are the latest travel updates. The A900 is closed both ways between the A1 and B1350. The A1 is also closed between the B1350 and Easter Road. Allow time to travel in the Wallyford or Whitecraig area as there are roadworks in both directions. And that's all for today's travel and weather. And finally, it might be a bit early for you to be thinking about Christmas, but Edinburgh Council today announced plans for this year's Edinburgh Christmas. There will be new and old features to the festival and market to explore this winter. Susan Gray from Edinburgh Christmas spoke to Radio Energy about the new experiences for this year.
Journey through frozen Scotland, which is a new feature. This will go on George Street, and it's journey through this ice and snow cave sculpture that has things like Robert the Bruce, Mary Queen of Scots, Dolly the Sheep, Greyfriars Bobby, Vikings, fairies, Kelpies, you know, everything that sort of sums up Scotland in a visual sense. And then there's the Edinburgh's giant advent calendar, which is a big new free feature on General Register House at the bottom of North Bridge, which will be the 24 days of advent through the windows. There's 24 windows on General Register House, and then the big door will open on Christmas Day and everything will spill out of there as well.
Over its 5 years organising the event, Underbelly has grown the festival to one of the biggest events in the UK. This has led to a 46% increase in ticket sales from 2013 to 2016. The event has seen an increase in footfall of 1.4 million across the three-year period. However, Gray was not worried about improving numbers on last year, rather improving the experiences.
Well, I think what we've done this year is spread some of it out. So there's a bit more in George Street and Castle Street. Obviously got the stuff in Prince Street Gardens, St Andrew's Square, and then the Festival Square Spiegel Tent over in the West End. So hopefully, you know, we've given people more to look at throughout the day, more to attract them. I don't think we necessarily are always aiming to be bigger, but certainly better and exciting and something that people still flock to in huge numbers.
If you can bear to hear about it already, Edinburgh's Christmas lights will be lit on Friday the 17th of November and festivities will go on through until Saturday the 6th of January 2018. That's all we have for you today. You've been listening to Radio Energy. For more news and content, be sure to check out our website. That's en4news.com.